Big win tonight against Lookout Valley. Probably not the way you wanted to end a game, but still, nonetheless, you guys came out and picked up where you left off last week against Webb School, dominating on the run. Run worked for you. What can you say about your running backs? They're starting to get confidence. They're starting to get a rhythm. Your quarterback tonight, Harrison Carr, starting to get a rhythm on the fly on throwing the ball. Your offense is really clicking. And your defense, yeah, you gave up a few yards to some speed, but once again, defense is helping your offense out.
Well, we didn't give up a touchdown, so that's the big thing right there. It's 39-0, final score. You know, offensively, we're not just one-dimensional as we were against Webb. We were throwing the ball a little bit. We actually had, if you look at the percentages, we're probably, what, 150, 200% more passing tonight? Harrison Carr threw a beautiful pass, and Dallas Roller had a great opening run to set the tone right there. Big run. And I'm so happy for him because he has worked so hard. He's a four-year player here. He's worked his way through the ranks. He just gets it done in the weight room. And just a guy that you can hang your hat on. That guy is pure Cannon County, and he wants to get the job done.
Next week we've got DeKalb County. I know we savor this win here, but I guarantee you guys are probably going to go tomorrow morning as soon as the alarm goes off and come in and start preparing, because this is a different animal than what you faced in the last 2 weeks. These guys can get aggressive, and these guys, I mean, it's a rivalry, even though it's not a region game.
So rivalry week, we love it. Playing against DeKalb is going to be a great atmosphere for our players. You know, they're bigger than us, so it's a 4A program. But we're gonna enjoy this win tonight and into tomorrow. But after tomorrow, we're gonna really start game planning against DeKalb. You're right. We're gonna start doing it pretty early and get them back on Sunday, scheme them up, and see what they did tonight. See how they played against who their opponent was, and see if we can match up. What kind of plays are gonna work against them? You know, as a coach. There's the X's and O's side of it, and then there's the admin side of it. I mean, look at our injuries. Do we get banged up? Who's a little banged up more than somebody else? And evaluate players. And unfortunately, having to go through the COVID contact tracing stuff is back with us. So fortunately, we've been okay with that. But we had a player that couldn't play last week because of COVID and almost lost another one this week. But that's still in the background. I mean, people have to understand that we're still fighting that every day in public school. And it's not gone away yet.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the ending of the game. Does this affect next week, or will it affect anything in the future?
All it means is that the game ended early. We still win the game. Everything's fine. There were a lot of flags thrown at the end of the game, but I'm thankful that the White Hat let professionalism take place, and their coach just said, I'd rather just go ahead and call the game instead of trying to continue. And I can respect that. Because he's looking at that, probably going to get some players ejected. Coach Payne's a respectable guy. I know where he's coming from. He coached at Signal Mountain and came to Lookout Valley to try to make a difference there. And he's sitting there thinking about future. He knew this game was already over with. This is an opportunity for him to get out of the situation without losing players. And I think it's a good learning experience for our players because we saw that, okay, if we retaliate, we get punished too.
Yeah,
and I just told him, guys, point at the scoreboard, and if we're ever in the other situation, you just have to fight through that. Thanks, man. Appreciate you. Have a good weekend. We just got to fight through adversity, and I say fight metaphorically. We're not responding back. Good job.
So,
and do what we have to do to win the game, and that's what we did. I'm proud of our players. For the most part, we did not respond to that. They were chirpy. They were upset. It was all based on a play before that they didn't get the call that they wanted. And that upset a lot of people. And we probably should have took a break right there. The officials should have taken a timeout a little bit longer and to continue the game. But then there were flags thrown. He knew he was going to lose some players there. So he just did what – that's what a coach does. And as a coach, you got to make really tough decisions, decisions you don't like to make. And that was a tough one for him to make tonight. It's just one of those when you never want to have to make those, but he did. And he moved on with his team and – I hope nothing for the best for him for the rest of the season.
All right.